when Dev and I first started dating, and I unknowingly was a red flag for them.
Lauren! Oh my God, I love this. Today on Dear Queer, we're talking about red flags. I know I've missed a lot in my day, or maybe saw them at the time as pink or some other indeterminate color, but like lots of lessons in love, I saw the color much more clearly after the fact.
So good. Also, I think that is a green flag.
That I saw the red flags afterwards?
Well, that you're thinking about them after the fact.
Yeah. I mean, it is. It's true, actually. That's a good point. But I know, I don't know. It's one of those things where I can look back and see there were times, it's like you don't learn it until you learn it, you know?
Sometimes you gotta go through a few red flags.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta like run through them and it hurts a couple of the first few times until you realize, why am I still doing this?
Yeah. Oh, and for our listeners, so we're going to do red flags this week, and then You know we're softies at heart. We're going to end on those green flags. We'll catch you next week with some optimism, turning red flags into green flags. We got you. Don't worry.
Yes, exactly. Now, it wasn't that hard for me to generate a list of red flags. How about you?
I kind of defaulted to some of the kind of tropey ones.
Okay,
You know, it's like... At least I think these are kind of common ones where it's like, oh, treats the wait staff badly, or, you know, speaks poorly of exes and like that kind of thing. Like those were like on the mind ones.
I have some of those too. But I mean, I think it makes sense that we'll probably have some common ones like that on our list, because those do speak to more general behaviors or values of people that we're dating. Right. So. Yeah. You know, like you, like the one about not treating waitstaff well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a clear sign of kind of being disrespectful or being entitled. Like these are major flaws, you know, and if you're going to be dating someone, potentially turning it into a partnership or something long term, you want to make sure that you want to pay attention to that.
Yeah.
That's not who you want to be with.
And that's, I think, a really good point of even, you know, red or green flag sounds kind of silly, but really what we're looking at is in dating, and especially in early dating, is, you know, potential in people. Is this someone who I could see fitting into my life and be compatible with and build something with? And those little signs, like it or not, I think they help.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, with that example, too... The value that they're missing or not demonstrating is kindness, like basic kindness.
Yeah.
And if you see them behaving like that towards someone they don't know even, but imagine if it were to turn on you, because it very well could, if that's kind of the way they move about the world.
Yes. I know we love gossip and reality TV and all that stuff here. Yes, always bringing it back to
that. Yeah, yeah.
But I always think too, it could be a red or a green flag, but how people talk about others when they're not there. And it is such an important thing, because then you get in your head, it's like, wait, if this is how they talk about their friends, how are they talking about me?
Absolutely.
And I think there's like positive gossip that's like fun and like you can learn from, and you're kind of dissecting
and not
things.
Mean or hurtful. And not, or, not mean spirited.
It's like, it's the intent. It's the like, you can tell where someone's coming from. Yeah.
And the other thing about that, so there, like, oh, sorry, I got all off topic.
Oh, that's okay.
But yeah, there's going to be some that we're going to have in common. And then there might be some that are more specific to our own dating experiences. And we actually asked some of our listeners too, and we got a bunch there. And some of those will feel more specific to that person.
Absolutely.
Right? And like, for example, there's one, I don't remember everything she said, but one of her points was that if they like astrology.
Is that a red or a green?
That's a red for her. And I know where she's coming from. She's like got a scientific background.
Yeah.
And there could be a whole conversation around that. Like, obviously there's a whole spectrum of how seriously you follow astrology or believe that it's like a guiding principle in your life, right?
Yeah.
You know, like there's a whole spectrum of that, but I thought that was kind of funny because that's definitely a more niche one in the queer world.
Okay, so tell me some of your red flags.
Okay.
Let's jump in.
The first one that just came to mind when I was writing my list was not having an interest in getting to know you or not asking questions that at least have some, not even have some depth, but are literally about you.
Just a hint of curiosity.
Yeah, rather than them just talking about themselves all the time. Like,
yeah.
Because the purpose of the date is like you would hope that they want to get to know you too. So that was mm-hmm. the first one that came to mind because I've been in that situation where I've gone on a couple dates with someone and I was like, what is missing here? Then I'm like, oh.
I have that down. Don't ask any questions.
Yeah.
Someone who's just there and they're just like, here's me. Bup, 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 bup. And you're just like,
yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When's my turn? Yeah.
That's so important in dates, having that like back and forth.
So on the other hand of the like not asking enough questions, well, actually this fits with it. It's the kind of trauma dumping.
Oh, yes.
Right? So it's not only them just only talking about themselves, but talking about like really deep or intimate or difficult or traumatic things in their life when they don't know you well enough to trust you with that. Mm-hmm. So that for me feels like a lack of emotional boundaries.
Yeah.
And actually I think a lot of my flags when I was looking back, I'm like, I think because I have the recovering people pleaser mentality. So I'm actually looking out for people pleasing a lot.
Yeah.
And the trauma dumping kind of fits in that area of boundaries because mm-hmm. I'm like, well, how do you know you can trust me with this? Like, this is really yeah. vulnerable information for you. And it doesn't feel appropriate that you would trust me with this without mm-hmm. knowing me for longer.
Yeah, kind of. And I think that the key with these red flags and things of that nature is it's giving you a clue or insight into how they handle more serious things and other things. It's like, can I actually trust you with things that are important to me? Like is that just going to be on display for everyone else? And I think it's important that, I mean, these things are so nuanced. It's like, you could say, we've just had two sides of the same coin. They yeah. don't ask questions.
Yeah.
They share too much, not enough. And it's kind of this thing where it's different. It really is personal because, you know, there probably is someone out there who would love that.
Yes. Yeah. But I mean, yeah, that's true. But it might then be an unhealthy match if they're both
right.
diving Dylan. In too deep, you know, like trauma dumping on each other. That could end up being a kind of some sort of problematic bond
yeah.
potentially if they're both kind of mm-hmm. Diving in so deep so fast. But
okay, wait, do you have an example of something someone said to you on a first date and you're like, I did not need to know that?
Oh, I mean, there was one that like I knew so much about that
yeah.
person's past and family and like a remarkable,
yeah,
it was too far too much, like a whole history in a few hours, right?
And did they know like if you even had like a pet or anything by the end?
Oh no. Oh no, 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 no.
Like
no,
let's
no.
start with the basics.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Good point. Yeah, no,
do you like dogs?
No, it was very yeah, it was just like a waterfall.
Yeah,
it was just a waterfall.
Do you have I mean, I'm was so when doing this, I was trying to like think back to the apps. Do
yeah.
you have things in like profile red flags?
I mean, I don't know if, okay, this is one. I'm curious what your take is on this one. When someone says that they're looking for someone who doesn't take themselves too seriously.
Hmm.
I'm never sure if that, like, what is that code for? Is that
okay.
code for like you're
funny?
Or like is that code for like if I cancel all the time, you're not gonna worry about it? Like you're not gonna take life so mm-hmm. seriously that I need to I don't know. I'm not even describing it well right now. But
I hear what you're getting at. It's like I immediately went to like someone who maybe doesn't sweat the small stuff. And so
okay.
someone who is
that
maybe
feels
more,
different to
more
me.
Open minded.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think there's this combination that I love of like serious, silly.
Yeah.
Like you need all of those things.
Yeah, I agree. So
it's
that
a recipe.
Feels, that almost feels like an emotionally avoidant thing to be like,
yeah, you're probably
don't
right.
think, don't take life too seriously. Like,
yeah.
don't be anxious. Don't yeah. ask questions. Don't like, I don't
okay,
know.
Okay. So you're unpacking like, Man, I remember when I wrote, like, I was not a good profile writer. And that's why I probably had to meet my fiance in person. But, like, I'd just be like, haha, lol.
Send it out
into the world.
I don't know. That's one that I'd love. Actually, maybe listeners, they can write in and tell us what they think that means, or if they've ever written that, what that means to them.
Yeah, we should do a whole episode on dating app writing.
Yeah. And then the other one that I don't love is just ask. Because you're putting all the work on the other person. Yeah. And I don't even have an entry into asking. I don't know where I should start. You have no bio for me to be like, is that your dog? Is that, like, there's nothing there for me to work with for an opening line if I wanted to.
One of our listeners put in as their red flag, the first text message or note in an app being, hey.
Hey, yeah.
What am I supposed to do with that?
I just give it back.
Sup.
It's a hey back, or it's a whatever up.
Yeah.
Back, because it's and just matching the energy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so lame.
Yeah. Do you have any others that come
red
to
mind? Red flags?
Yeah, or like the dating app.
Or dating app specifics. Ones. Oh, man. I mean, kind of piggybacking off our listeners, if you can tell they haven't actually looked at your profile or read anything, that was kind of a red flag for me. Or like, I always appreciated when someone, you know, said something about a photo or something you said.
It's like a personalized,
give me something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we get more on my list, or how about some of your premieres? I have, can't take accountability for things. Mm. And it doesn't even have to be, you know, just sometimes you have conversations with people, or like you want to bring something up or say something you need, or be like, you know, this, I was upset when we, whatever. And if they can't just directly address it and instead kind of skirt around it or make excuses, like, well, I couldn't do that because then this and then that, like, it's that kind of bouncing around rather than just sitting in the accountability to be like, fair, that's fair. Or just engaging in it rather than like immediately deflecting and defense, kind of offsetting any accountability. Mm-hmm. And even if it doesn't require an I'm sorry or an apology, it's just the fact of like having some sort of accountability, because I just feel like that's another thing where, like you said before,
ability for growth and flexibility. And it's like, you know, if you're on dating apps and you're looking for, you know, a long-term partnership, you want someone who's going to be able to grow and not be so rigid.
Yeah. And it's like you said, it's not, we were talking about flags, but it's about these bigger things. Like, cause what if it is about something small in one case, but then if they can't be accountable for something small, then what about when it's something big?
Yeah.
Right?
Totally.
They're not going to be more likely to be able to engage in that. So that was another one for me. And again, that might be less apparent in dating and more apparent in an actual like relationship once you're kind of been with a person for longer. Mm-hmm. Ooh, this one, I don't wonder if what you think of this one. If someone over apologizes.
Yeah. And as Canadians.
Yeah,
I've fully been bumped into by someone and then been like, sorry. Mm-hmm. Like, what? Why?
Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah. That's also people pleaser thing.
Yeah.
And in fact, there's this great scene. This was a bit of an eye opener for me. Did you ever watch The Good Wife?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I loved it.
So there's a scene
my mom and I, big
so
Good Wife fans.
I can't remember who was talking to Juliana Margulies in this scene, but he was basically like, there's a scenario, you bump into someone and there's two people in this world, like the person who apologizes and basically the person who doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, and he was like, you are the person who apologizes. And it was like, he was talking through the screen to me. I was just like, oh my God, I am. Like,
and wait, I do not remember this scene. Was it,
I think
was
it
that
was
a negative?
It was a negative. Cause it's in like, you're apologizing
for
something that's
or,
exactly like, for your existence. Yeah. And like, you're both accountable for that moment. Right? Like it's not, you don't need to be the one reaching out and saying sorry. Like, and so I feel like if someone's apologizing too much, it's just a sign of like feeling kind of just not so steady or stable in their own, maybe.
I think I used to apologize a lot more.
Yeah. Same. Yeah.
Yeah. Recovering people pleasers.
Yeah, hey. Exactly. Yeah. Do you have some you want to share?
Well, I wrote, I was thinking about, when Dev and I first started dating and I unknowingly was a red flag for them.
Lauren! Oh my God, I love this.
Yes. So we were talking. So I've lived in, you know, a couple different places, moved around a bit, spent a lot of time in Los Angeles. And I guess before the pandemic, I'm giving you all the context, apologizing already for myself upfront. What am I doing? Let me just give you the red flag first.
Yeah. Okay.
So my red flag was that, or Dev's red flag of me was that they had asked if I would go live somewhere else for like a year, 6 months, whatever. And my immediate kind of knee-jerk response was like, oh, no, I don't think so. Like, I love Toronto. It's where my community is.
Right.
At the time I was, well, and still am, was really investing in meeting other queer folks. I had moved back just before the pandemic and like had felt like I was just starting to find my footing here. And I was like, the idea of moving, I was like definitely coming from that fear place of like, I don't want to move. I just did this. Yeah. And I was like putting it in like this, like, if I say yes, then this is happening.
Right.
Whereas like in reality, it's like, oh, like I would like to go live somewhere for a few months, mm-hmm. or like once we kind of talked over time and like basically we, you know, kind of found ground that feels good to both of us.
Yeah. And you're both like, you're in a settled place, mm-hmm. but you were projecting into this.
Yeah. I was like, oh no,
I'm God, I have to uproot myself again immediately. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah, Dev went and told Haley like straight away. It was like, oh no, it's going so good, but they never want to leave Toronto.
Oh wow. I mean, that's maybe a good lesson though for people who do get a pretty rigid answer from mm-hmm. someone to, I mean, it's not to say like maybe they'll change their mind and hold out hope, but it's something, it's conversations that can be revisited.
Yes.
Right.
And it's context and like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, would I love to?
Or asking more, like, maybe go spend Dev some had time been like, well, why? Yeah. Why do you feel so strongly about that? Then maybe mm-hmm. you would have even unpacked it then. Just exactly. Being like, well, I feel like I just got here, mm-hmm. but like I do love to travel.
Yes.
And like,
yes,
it
all
could
those
have
things.
Come about. Yeah. It could have come about if it had been like stretched out. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's a funny one. I mean, I've definitely been guilty of some of these things, I'm going to mm-hmm. say for sure. What else do I have here? Oh, if someone's words and actions don't line up consistently. Mm-hmm. And not to say that we are always exactly, you know, following what we say. Mm-hmm. Sometimes our words aren't totally accurate or things do change. But there should be some level of consistency between what people say they're going to do and what people actually do. Because it's so easy to believe the words because you want to believe the words, mm-hmm. but the evidence is always in the actions, right?
Sure. Yeah, I love a show. I mean, you can tell, but show don't tell.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you got?
So I've got some questions, but I think with each question, I want you to kind of just give me your knee jerk. Is this a red or green flag?
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. All right. So this is from one of our listeners. I am so smitten with my new person, but I'm trying not to get ahead of myself. We've been dating for 2 months and we are already talking about moving in together. Part of it for sure is NRE guilty, but also practically their living/roommate situation isn't great. And this city is expensive.
Nope. Nope.
Nope, red flag.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Just for the sake of practicality, that should not be the reason you quickly move in, mm-hmm. especially after just 2 months.
Yeah.
Like, I know things happen fast, but like, for practicality's sake, you can't make that the excuse. Like, they should just get another roommate.
Yeah.
You know?
And even if, like, you're pretty sure, you know, maybe in 6 months or a year you'd be having this conversation. Yeah. Like, oh my God. Actually, Dev moved into a new place probably about 3 months after we were dating, and neither of us talked about it.
Right.
But we both had like our own internal conversation of like, she's not making it to the end of that year lease.
That's amazing. Oh my God, I love that. But yeah, but you didn't rush it. You were like, this has to happen. Like, this is part of the process. Mm-hmm. I didn't write it down, but that moving too fast or like the love bombing kind mm-hmm. of thing is also definitely
a
red flag.
Honestly, I don't think if you know it's going that way, mm-hmm. there's no rush, and it's hard to unwind things. It's like once the more entangled up you get, you know, whereas you could have maybe just spent a few more months getting to know each other. What if, you know, they're great in fall, but like winter, the
yeah, no, but it's true, right? And I believe that too. If you kind of, not about setting the bar too high, but it's, if it's too intense too quickly,
yep,
then any attempts to walk that back,
oh, it's so hard.
It's hard, or like it triggers someone's mm-hmm. anxiety, or it's yep. like, because then it's seen as backward yeah. momentum, and that's really difficult. It's better to start slow and then build and like develop yeah. it more.
I've been in relationships too where those have actually been like a good litmus test for me. It's so interesting because if you have the conversation at the right time, it can be great. But I was dating this person, and you know, they asked me to go to out of town wedding, and the wedding was like probably like 5 months away.
Oh, wow.
And I was, and we hadn't even been dating that long.
Oh, wow.
And so I was like I felt yeah. like I wanted to say yes, because like that sounds lovely yeah. and like, you know, trips are fun and all those things. But like, you know, when you kind of get those little like warning signs yes. and it tells you more about where you're at in the relationship right. and that maybe it wasn't the right fit or something like that. It's like those little subtle warnings.
Yeah, that it felt like a too fast
yes.
commitment to make. Yeah, yes. that's fair. Yeah, because the love bombing in particular too is like...
Well, you could be so excited.
Yeah. But it's like one of the... Like it's an anxious thing
mm.
yeah, to maybe. Love bomb yeah. because you're trying to kind of like... tuck them into your space, right? Mm-hmm. And be like, let's hurry this. Yeah. And like, and it might not even be about, like, it is about them liking you, but maybe mm-hmm. it's also about them wanting a relationship really badly.
Mm-hmm. Or wanting to check where you're at and hold on to you tighter because they're worried yes. that you might not. And it's like, if I put this plan way down.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I've got another question here. Hi, dear queer, she, her, lesbian in her 20s. I have been seeing a woman for 6 months and she has met all my nearest and dearest. We get along great. She loves my friends, but I've only met one or two of hers.
Wait, how long have they been dating?
6 months.
Oh, okay.
And so the person asking the question, she's met her partner's friends, but it hasn't, but not vice versa.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it could
That's be, all I have to go on. I'm it, sorry, it, I don't have okay. more.
It could be a case of the person who hasn't introduced to more than just a few friends mm-hmm. just moving at a slower pace.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just taking them longer to have that trust and like mm-hmm. bring them into their world in yep. a way, because maybe it's more painful for them if it then breaks off and then they're like, I brought you into my life and that was a big deal. And so I want to make sure it's like the right time. So
hopefully, yellow flag?
Yeah, so hopefully there's no rushing or like pressure being put mm-hmm. on them to like, I want to meet more of your friends. But at the same time, I'm trying to think if that was me, if I would feel, I don't know, I guess it's probably both, it just reflective of both their comfort levels. Mm-hmm. That person who's introduced them to more people
yeah.
wants to and is like comfortable doing that. But like I said, the other person might be just be moving at a slower pace.
Mm-hmm. I think I introduced, when I was less serious, I introduced people quicker.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Well, maybe because it didn't feel like high stakes. Because
it wasn't safe. Yeah, maybe yeah. that's it. Yeah.
I don't know if
this
is,
you know, reflective for this person, but I was just thinking about that as we were talking.
Yeah, I think some people do that where it's like, oh, no biggie, so I'll yeah. just bring them along, well, like, and then it's especially like we're all
with,
friends.
With Nick, like we'd introduce each other to each other. Are so to people we're dating all the time because yeah. we're like, what do you think? Come on, give me the like.
Well, and that's another valuable.
Tell me what's up. Is this person legit?
Yeah, that's a valuable reason to do that is yeah. to see how they fit in. And it just gives you a different perspective on mm-hmm. like, okay, is this someone like, how do they interact? And yeah. is this someone who fits in with my friends? But I can see maybe why that person would be a little concerned because mm-hmm. it might be like, why aren't they introducing me to more?
Yeah.
Maybe they also have less
friends.
Important friends.
Some people have like smaller, closer groups yeah. too, or less, or people from different worlds or work friends yeah. or all sorts of things.
But I mean, it could be a conversation, be like,
always.
I'm so happy you've like,
I want to meet. Yeah.
yeah. And I'm so happy I've been able to introduce you to these people. I hope you're comfortable with all of that. I'd love to meet more of your friends when you're ready. Like yep. it could just be as simple. It doesn't have to be any kind of criticism.
Yeah. Communication.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I think that's a good point too. Like these these are opportunities for conversations, and then to, you know, turn those reds into greens.
Yeah, like you might learn something really valuable
yeah.
about that person. And maybe the last relationship they're in, they introduced people too quickly.
And they got attached, and then you're worried about, like,
right?
you know, yeah.
So then you learn something.
Okay, I got another one for you. I started dating a person, and they don't have a job. They got laid off about a month ago. They have been looking and got an offer for something adjacent to their field, but they really want to wait to find something they can grow in and be excited about. They have about another another month left until they run out of their severance, and I'm not ready to support them in that way. Should I be worried?
I mean,
I wish I knew how long they've been dating for.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay, wait, so gut instinct, red or green?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of layers there because they seem like they want to wait to find something that is going to be something they'll be passionate about, mm-hmm. which is good.
Yep.
But on the other hand, sometimes you just, not going to settle. But on the other hand, if your severance is running out,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you just kind of need something while you look for something better.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know. If this is anecdotal or not, but I think it's easier to find a job when you have one.
It is. No, I think that's true. But also, like, is this, I guess there's other questions. Like, is this going to be that poor for this person's mental health to be home mm-hmm. every day and not mm-hmm. working? Like, is this some bad inertia that they're going to fall into?
Yeah.
Is this a tendency of theirs? And then maybe they're not motivated to find something. And like, so I guess I feel like there's a couple layers there, but I can see this person's difficulty because they probably don't want to pressure them. But at the same time, they're like, I don't know. There's some of our listeners mentioned things like not having interests or hobbies as being a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
This could mm-hmm. fall into that if they're just become kind of.
And I think, too, it depends, like, is this person being very proactive and, like, you know, are they falling
actively
into their hobbies and making connections and doing all the things?
Yeah, while they're not working. So I guess it depends. That's a tricky one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shall we get into some listener red flags?
Yes.
Okay, so we've got our dear queer listener red flags. These are not ours, but maybe some are.
Yeah. First one, no passion, no hobbies, which we alluded to before.
Yeah. Same with astrology. People who are anti-cats. Literacy.
Illiteracy.
I'm a red flag. Oh, my God. You can't write this.
Oh, my God. That was so perfect.
Oh, gosh. Illiteracy. As I get older, I realize the cost of ignoring. My preferences are higher and higher. I'd rather be single.
I mean, that's fair, but definitely some of these are niche for, like, the astrology and anti-cats and things. Some people might know. Some people might be allergic to cats, and that's why they're anti-cat.
I think I'm a red flag for this person.
That's so funny. this is a good one that we haven't said yet, too. It's if someone has on their profile, quote unquote, I'm not political.
Yep.
Which I mean, it makes so much sense to me because it's a signal that a person can't see how, like, even like being queer is political.
Our existence is political,
right?
It's like, it's just kind of a opting out.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This is not the time in society to be opting out.
Yeah. So I can relate to that one.
The way the person speaks about people when they aren't around. Facts.
Yeah. How guarded are they in the world? Lack of confidence, ghosting via communication.
Mm. Okay. Did you have rules or do you have rules about, how long it takes someone to text back? Are there things that you look for?
I guess it depends. I have been guilty of expecting people to respond too mm-hmm. quickly in the past.
You find that out?
What do you mean?
Like, is that something you just came to understand?
Oh, yeah.
Or someone's like, dude.
No, it was more me also just seeing, like, okay, well, why do I hold this person to that standard mm-hmm. and maybe not this person? Like, there's something unique to that connection that I'm expecting more there. But that being said, I guess this is leaning into the green flags a bit, but if someone needs time,
mm-hmm.
I would appreciate if they told me rather than just disappearing and then reappearing later.
Mm-hmm.
Like even just a, just I'm busy, I gotta process this. Don't have response as of now. I just need some time.
Yeah.
Like just something means a lot.
Going into a shift.
Yeah. Like that's part of, you know, communication.
Yeah. Okay. Anyone who claims to have a good memory / better memory than me.
This one I would love to know this background story of. Maybe this listener can give us more.
Are they a memory champ? And
they're like, yeah, I don't know. I'm curious. I want to know more about that one because I don't fully understand it.
There's some specifics here.
Yeah.
Context.
We're missing a story.
Send us your story.
Yeah, please. Not asking questions, being too available for dates, i.e. they have nothing else going on. Not having friendships more than a year.
Okay, the friendship, sure. I think that's a good one.
Yeah.
But the being available,
I guess too available, maybe.
Yeah, I guess so. But I think, you know, something that I think is nice is when people make themselves available and prioritize you.
Yes, agreed.
I mean, don't take my availability for granted, but...
Yes, and don't drop everything
yeah.
for the sake of... Yeah. referring to themselves as newly single / fresh out of a relationship. That's fair. That speaks to potentially how emotionally available they may or may not be.
Oh, we talked about this one earlier. Yeah. Opening message on a dating app is just,
hey, inconsistency.
Always have an alcoholic drink in their hand. Try to bring friends on your date.
Ooh. That one is interesting.
Have you had that?
I have had that. And I think it was, I don't remember if it was a second date. And it did feel a little weird to me because mm-hmm. it was like, let's go meet all your buddies. And I was like, on the one hand, okay, but then we're not able to really mm-hmm. talk anymore. Like was it a first date or second date? I can't remember, but it felt a little too early. I don't know. And then I did have another two that just came in.
Oh, nice.
Judgment of me or people who are different. So I guess if they're like overly critical or judgy or not showing any like grace towards mm-hmm. people who think differently or are different than they are. And then the other one is can't show vulnerability, which is, yeah. I guess that one is tricky in a way though, because narcissists can pretend.
Dating's scary.
I know.
Sorry.
Help. Save me.
You know what I think with all of these is that they're all very personal.
Yeah.
And oftentimes I think they can, with context and communication, they can be turned into green flags. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think what you're really trying to suss out is like, are people able to evolve? Are people open to communication and working through some of these things? Like you take friends with their exes or something like that as one. It's like, well, or not, like you could make an argument for both. Mm-hmm. And I think the real question is the conversation that comes after these, you know, quote unquote, red flags.
Right.
Have they learned from their past experiences? Are they taking that into what they're bringing into your potential relationship and that type of thing?
Right. Also, probably seeing red flags everywhere is a red flag.
I love it.
Right? Like, also, you need to be aware of your own red mm-hmm. flags. Like, it's not just about pointing fingers at other people,
yep.
you know?
Guilty.
But if you're seeing them everywhere, maybe you're also like you're by it might be a little skewed. Your
maybe
vision
you're
might be
taking
a
life too seriously,
right? Is that what it's about? Oh my god, we just cracked the code. Yeah, there's something there. If you're seeing red flags everywhere, maybe you're not emotionally available, and you're just trying to kind of like cut down any chance of mm-hmm. of something there. And let us know what you think about any of these red flags. If you have opinions, if you have stories you want to share, we're always welcome to hearing them and maybe even playing them if you'd ever want that.
This has been another episode of Dear Queer. Just a reminder, we are not actually experts. Any advice given should actually come from our experts who we will bring in from time to time. Music brought to you by Sean Patrick Brennan, produced by myself, Lauren Hogarth, and your host, as always, Elena Papianis.
I'm getting that.